We know from exit polling from the 2008 presidential election that Colorado has a higher percentage of female voters than the rest of the country. And Jody, that puts the state in a pretty unique position.
That's true. In Colorado, the number that you spoke of is 27% of women who vote compared to 23% nationally. And that's really important in this state, because we're a so-called battle state. And it's also because the president and his challenger, Mitt Romney, are both lodging really strong campaigns. And a lot of them and their messages are targeted towards women.
Well, if we talk about their messaging, both candidates are taking a very different approach towards their campaigning right now. The president says women could lose abortion rights with a Republican in office, while Mitt Romney is pushing Mr. Obama's handling of the economy. I want to play three clips from women voters in different parts of the state sharing their feelings on the candidates and whether these strategies are working.
You think about it, they both fight like rivals, so I don't really go for anybody. They need to show example and start working together instead of working against each other.
To be perfectly honest, I think I just said to my husband, I don't know what I'm going to do when the election comes, because I don't feel great about either one, sadly.
I've gone both ways. I've been very liberal and I've been very conservative, and now I'm really just disappointed.
That was Jana Kramer of Fort Collins, Debbie Vandenberg of Littleton, and Camilla Franco of Pueblo. Jody, obviously there's still a lot of uncertainty over the candidates. Are you surprised by what these women had to say, or does this sound familiar to what you've been hearing and reporting?
Well, it does sound a little bit familiar. I think when people are targeted with so many heavy ads, sometimes their minds just go numb. But I think what you also see is that the campaigns are really kind of digging in and really going after this women demographic. It almost looks like they're trying to copy, at least the Obama campaign, Michael Bennett's campaign from a couple years ago, in which they really targeted women 30 to 50. And that was supposedly what was crucial in his victory in a Republican year.
National polling suggests that this race between the president and Mitt Romney is neck and neck. But when it comes to female voters, Mr. Obama has a slight advantage. What does each candidate need to do here in Colorado with the now less than 100 days until the election?
I think what we're going to see is a little bit of what we've already seen in the past. Earlier this month, the Obama campaign, Obama for America, actually convened a Women Vote 2012 summit here in Denver. And that was followed by Michelle Obama coming in to talk to supporters here in Denver. But the summit, which was co-hosted by Congresswoman Diana DeGette, really slammed Romney for his opposition to Planned Parenthood and his support for the so-called Personhood Amendment. On the other hand, Romney probably needs to get back into Colorado, but to come into the metro areas. He's gone into some of the small towns in rural Colorado and on the western part of the state. He hasn't been real present in the Denver area. I think what we'll see is heightened appearances by both campaigns here in Colorado, increase in their messages, whether we like watching them or not, and just a real targeting of this demographic, which could be so crucial for each one of their victories.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper, and special thanks to WNYC in New York for access to their audio. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.